The Child Sex Abuse Royal Commission has heard potentially damning evidence today from a witness who claims that Cardinal George Pell offered him a bribe to keep him quiet about clerical sexual abuse in Ballarat. Another witness gave evidence that he told George Pell a priest was sexually abusing boys at St Patrick's College, Ballarat, in 1974. But the then Father Pell ignored his plea for help. Both men have raised the allegations before, but this time they've done so under oath, and the Royal Commission says it will make findings on the issues raised. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Royal Commission witness, David Ridsdale, bears a notorious surname. His uncle is the convicted paedophile priest, Gerald Ridsdale. David Ridsdale gave evidence today that he too is one of his uncle's victims, having been sexually abused by him between the ages of 11 and 15. Mr. Ridsdale told the Commission the abuse has had a devastating effect on him, and when he was 25 in the early 1990s, he decided he would ring and tell the then Archbishop, George Pell, who was a long-time family friend.
9 a.m. on the 2nd of February 1993. I rang George from my home in Bentley. My partner at the time was sitting in the room when I made the call. I told George I had been abused by Gerald. His first reaction was, oh, right.
David Ridsdale told the Commission there was no shock in Archbishop Pell's tone, but he could sense anger in his voice and he was made to feel he'd done something wrong. He said Archbishop Pell asked him what it would take to keep him quiet. Mr. Ridsdale told the Commission, he said, excuse me, George, what the f*** are you talking about? He said Archbishop Pell said, I want to know what it will take to keep you quiet. Mr. Ridsdale said his response was, f*** you, George, and everything you stand for. And he said he then hung up the phone. David Ridsdale told the Commission he immediately told his sisters about his conversation with Archbishop Pell.
I remember saying to both my sisters, the bastard just tried to bribe me. To direct the conversation down a particular path made me extremely suspicious of his motivations and what he was insinuating. George was the first person in the Catholic Church whom I officially told about my abuse by Gerald. In 1994, while I was still working at the private psychiatric hospital in Brighton, run by the St John of God nuns, I saw George Pell since the first time since our conversation. George came to me and said, oh, David, how are you going? He did not ask if I was all right or if I needed help or if he could do anything to help me. He had plenty of opportunity to call me and help me, but he never did. Some days I don't know who I'm angrier at. Gerald for being a sick monster or George for the way he reacted and dealt with the issue. Catholic clergy are meant to be the moral leaders of our society. But after my reactions from George in the Catholic Church, I have zero respect for him and that institution.
Counsel for the Catholic Church, Peter Gray, SC, told the Commission Cardinal George Pell has always rejected David Ridsdale's account of that conversation.
The Commission is aware that the Cardinal has publicly and repeatedly said that his recollection of that conversation is quite different. If and when the Commission asks the Cardinal to provide a statement, which we assume will happen, I expect that he will say the same thing.
Another witness, Timothy Green, gave evidence today that he was sexually abused by Father Edward Dowland when he was a student at Cardinal Pell's old school, St Patrick's College, Ballarat. Mr Green told the Commission that it was well known at St Patrick's that Dowland was regularly abusing the boys. He said in 1974, when he was 12 or 13, he was at the local Eureka swimming pool with a couple of friends.
We were in the changing room when Father George Pell walked in. Father Pell was an old St Patrick's boy. He used to say Mass there occasionally. Pell was a big, imposing figure. He strutted around the college when he was there as if he was superior to everyone else. Because of that, I just assumed he was superior. I don't think Father Pell would have known our names, but he would have known that we were students from St Patrick's. He would have known my two friends from St Alipius and knew me from Villa Maria. In fact, I was the student that thanked him on behalf of the school community for his attendance at a school function on one occasion. Father Pell came into the change rooms and said something like, g'day boys, and went and stood behind us and started getting changed. Then I just said something like, we've got to do something about what's going on at St Pat's. And Father Pell said, yes, what do you mean? And I said, Brother Dowling is touching little boys. Father Pell said, don't be so ridiculous, and walked out. Father Pell didn't ask any questions. He didn't ask, what do you mean, or how could you say that? He just dismissed it and walked out. His reaction gave me the impression that he knew about Brother Dowling, but couldn't or wouldn't do anything about it.
The Royal Commission hearings continue in Ballarat tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan.